gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
I'm sure this is footage that many of our viewers here have looked at time and time again. Deeply disturbing, and it is footage of a young woman, a mother of three in Minneapolis, being shot yesterday. Well, Donald Trump has doubled down on his claim that this mother of three ran over an ICE agent, as the killing has sparked fury right across the United States. The mayor of Minneapolis has described these official claims that the killing of Renee Nicole Good, who was a US citizen, as self-defense, as bullshit. And Jacob Frey has demanded that ICE leave Minneapolis following this fatal shooting. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Boston-based immigration attorney John Foley and Paul Brandis, who's a West Wing Reports founder. You're very welcome to the programme. So we understand there's real tension in the city following events last night, protests across Minnesota. Can you describe for us the impact that this is having?
Well, President Trump has told an interview that this footage, in his words, was horrible to watch. But as you mentioned previously, he and other U.S. officials are coming down completely on the side of those immigration officers. They say they were doing their job. There's disagreement over exactly what happened, though. I think everybody has seen the video, as you mentioned, several times. The feds say that Ms. Good was interfering with law enforcement. Minnesota's attorney general and others say, no, that is not the case. So it's really one of these situations where you come to the situation in this very divided country and frankly see the video and then believe what you want to believe. And that's where we are. But tensions this morning, as the story continues to unfold, continues to be high. There's no school. These ICE officials have fired pepper balls at protesters. They've released, if not tear gas, some kind of substance that is keeping people away. So tensions remain high as we speak.
How widespread are these protests?
Well, it's very cold in Minnesota, so that is kind of tamping down the number of people who are coming out. I suppose that's good. That being said, there are a fair number of people who are out on the streets. They're being kept at some distance by these federal officials. As I mentioned, they've been firing pepper balls and whatnot to try and control the crowd. So that's sort of where things stand.
I mean, are there any verified details at this point about the sequence of events that led up to this shooting, Paul?
Well, again, it depends on your vantage point. The investigation continues. I think the video just speaks for itself. You can look at it and say, well, was the woman trying to run over these officers? Yes or no? Depending on whether you're a Trump supporter or not, you might have a different answer to that. But clearly, there is an ICE procedure underway in Minneapolis. They've been, of course, in and out of most major U.S. cities over the past year. It's now Minneapolis's turn, and they are conducting a raid in this particular neighborhood, and that's what happened. So the dispute is whether Ms. Good was shot and killed, as the feds allege, after she tried to run these officers down. The video may show that, it may not show that, depending on your political vantage point.
I'm reading here that Minnesota officials are being blocked from investigating this shooting because I suppose there is a hope that there'll be some objective investigation that will establish exactly what happened here. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, the statewide agency, says that is true. They've been forced to withdraw from investigating the shooting after the FBI, the federal organization, took control of the case. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has been squawking about that, but at this point, there's really does not appear to be very much that he can do about it. So the federal government is in charge of the investigation. State officials, local officials in Minneapolis at this point in time have been sidelined. And meantime, by the way, the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, has doubled down not only on defending the officer who reportedly has about 10 years of law enforcement experience. She has threatened to send more ICE officers into Minneapolis if necessary, if things get out of hand.
Yeah, and I see Donald Trump also talking about the potential to deploy more agents to Minnesota. What do we know about the victim at this point and what are her family saying?
Well, Ms. Good was 37 years old, had a couple of children. Her family obviously is shocked. They're disputing the federal version of these events. And you can be sure, as is usually the case in a situation like this, that they're going to lawyer up. There's going to be a legal battle over this. I would expect at some point some kind of lawsuit to be filed against certainly the federal government, perhaps Secretary Noem, perhaps the individual officer who shot here. That is usually the next step in these kind of situations. This obviously has a long way to go, but that's sort of where things are.
Okay, well, let's just listen to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz because he gave a public safety update just a short while ago.
We've also spent a lot of time talking last 24 hours about accountability. That means no function of government operates with impunity. It means when someone's in a position of authority and they commit any act that impacts our people, there has to be another place to turn to get justice, checks and balances. It's the only measure that protects us from the abuse of government or federal overreach or tyrannical government. Yesterday, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, the BCA, spent the day yesterday attempting to get that accountability. We have learned that the Trump administration has now denied the state that ability to participate in the investigation. And I just want to make this as clear as possible to everyone. Minnesota must be part of this investigation.
Well, I want to bring in John Foley, who's a Boston-based immigration attorney. You're very welcome to the program. Listening to Tim Walz there, what do you think are the chances of actually establishing accountability here and establishing what exactly were the sequence of events that led up to the death of this young woman?
Well, Kerry, I'll tell you, Paul is correct. The video speaks for itself. And in the last couple of minutes, the New York Times on its website has released additional videos, and they follow the shooting frame by frame. And it will show that the woman, as the officers approached her vehicle, touched her car door and reached inside, she turned to get away from them. And the officer in front of the her vehicle, who opened fire, was not hit and was not in harm's way. And he fired three shots into the vehicle, killing her. The fact that the FBI is not cooperating is not a good sign. It is like this country is being run by a crime family, and I have serious doubts that this officer, who could have and should have backed away or de-escalated the situation, I have doubts he'll be held accountable for his actions, and that's simply wrong.
If someone is attempting to flee rather than advance, let's say, how does that change the justification for the lethal force, in your opinion, John?
Well, the only way for them to use lethal force, or the only justification for it, is if they or somebody else is in danger of lethal force. He was not in danger. What he should have done is let the vehicle leave, followed the vehicle home. When she got home, they could have charged her with the misdemeanors, you know, for interfering with a federal investigation. But it certainly doesn't deserve being shot in the street.
Christy Noem, it'll come to me in a moment. She said she's not, thank you, she's not opposed to sending even more ICE agents into Minneapolis. How risky is this, and what are the chances of this escalating?
Well, it's a confrontational situation, and it's designed to instill fear. It's what Mr. Trump wants. He's the one that stoked the situation in Minnesota. He sent in 2,000 fully armed ICE agents. 2,000. It's like sending in an army. This was going to happen. It wasn't a matter of if it was going to happen. It was a matter of when. And when you tell those officers that the people that they are getting out of those communities are scum, which is what Mr. Trump called them, then this is to be anticipated. We shouldn't be surprised. You know, because of his actions, a woman, a mother, is dead. President Trump, frankly, has blood on his hands.
But across the board, would you say that there is support generally for the immigration policy and the way in which it is being enforced?
There is the MAGA movement, which is diminishing in size all the time, that supports him. But I have to say that the MAGA people that I have interactions with are simply not well-informed. They go to the same source for media, and they're just not well informed, and they don't seem to understand what this is doing to our country. We are a laughingstock in the world, and it's one chaotic day after another. Last week, we dragged a president of another country out of bed in the middle of night, and nobody is talking about how many Venezuelans were killed in that episode. We know that no U.S. soldiers were killed, and that's a good thing, but how many Venezuelans were killed? Don't their lives count?
I did look at some of the other incidents and deaths that have been connected to ICE, 5 in total, all linked to these crackdowns. Is there widespread concern about that?
Yeah, it's across the board. I mean, it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans as well. And, you know, ICE has been in operation for decades, and, you know, you could deal with them before. But with this new administration, you simply can't even get into the office. In the old days, you could call them, get them on the phone, and actually work out situations. And if need be, you would get in the car and drive to see them. But now you go there. I went for an Irish guy a couple of months back. I sat in the field office director's waiting room for 4 hours, would not see me. They simply do not care. Trump wants them out. It's his issue, and it's going to continue. And ICE has more money. It has billions of dollars. They're going to be creating concentration-like camps, and this is going to continue in the United States, and it's going to get worse.
And we see Minnesota's governor and the mayor sort of, I'm watching him speaking here again, really openly defying federal government. How unusual is it to see that level of confrontation?
Unheard of. But again, we go back to the video. Let's look at the video. Who's telling the truth? Look at the video frame by frame. And when you get done with the video and looking at all of the different angles, you will have to look back at what Mr. Trump and Secretary Noem have said and what they've done. And simply put, they are lying to the American people.
John, you work in your work as an immigration attorney on a daily basis with those who are seeking to become U.S. citizens, with minority communities. How are they feeling now?
Everybody here is scared. Even when you go for an interview, I had an interview about a week ago. It went great. It was a citizenship interview. You know, everything was all set, approved. And then 3 days later, the client gets an email from USCIS. It's not ICE. It's Citizenship and Immigration Services, telling them that for unknown reasons, the case is on hold. So across the board, they're doing things that they've never done before. It's unfair. It's meant to instill fear. And the immigrant community across the United States, and that includes many Irish, are scared, and they're afraid to answer the door. Many of them are afraid to go to work. And as I said before, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, I was actually going to ask you about that, because we know the size of the undocumented Irish community in the United States, in the Boston area, I suppose, in particular. What are they saying to you?
asking questions like, should I go home at night or should I find other places to sleep? And, you know, do I answer the door? And what do I do if they, what if they show up? You know, they don't have a warrant, you don't open the door. But what they do, what they don't actually come to the door. What they do is they wait for you to go to your vehicle and they call out your name. The gentleman that was just sent back to Donegal, he was outside of his house getting groceries out of the car. He heard a man say, put down the bags. He turned around, and there were 11 men in full military gear with long rifles and wearing masks. And he was whisked away in less than 2 minutes. He ended up in upstate New York for a night. Then he was sent to Louisiana, and it took us about 9 weeks to get him out of a prison cell with 50 other men before he could get on a plane sent back to Ireland.
Yeah, that was one of the things I have to say that I noted last night when I was watching the footage. And I was watching it from a number of different angles to see if I could get a true sense of what had really happened, was that these individuals, a lot of them were in full tactical gear, masked, many of them brandishing automatic weapons, some of them actually impossible to identify.
You can't identify them. You know, they gear up when they go out on missions, they gear up in the parking lot and you look at them getting dressed and they're putting on full military equipment, you know, Tevlar vests, and they're carrying, you know, weapons of war. You know, ICE in the past removed people and they would show up wearing dungarees looking like they were, you know, co-workers and stuff. Donald Trump has militarized ICE and he's given them billions of dollars. And, you know, people make the comparison to Germany in the 30s leading up to the Hitler years. Mr. Trump is taking a lot of the same actions, and we have to really look at the long-range situation. There's concern here that the election next year, there might be reasons that he would come up with not to hold the election so that he could stay in power. We know from January, you know, 6th, 5 years ago, this man will do anything to stay in power. He has no regard for the rule of law. He has no regard for the U.S. Constitution.
All right, John Foley, Boston-based immigration attorney, and Paul Brandes, West Wing Reports founder. Thank you for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.